Radiance, radiance, radiance by design. That's what you're supposed to be doing and I'm supposed to be doing, because if we do, we can actually influence the reality of humanity. And at this time, with our Horkin election going on, we need to do some influencing, do we not? I guess some of you have noticed that it's a rigged election, huh? I know we all have. It's just ridiculous. It's so blatant, and you wonder how come it keeps going. But bottom line is, you and I know, and I think everybody listening to Radiance by Design, probably most people listening to BBS Radio, are aware that if we shift how we feel, see, how we intend, intending is a really huge thing, how we intend to see our society running, how we intend to see corrupt and that sort of thing, we can make a difference. But it looks to me like we have to do a huge amount of it, meaning what they used to say of 10%, I think it was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said, I think it was 10%, maybe it was 1% of the population meditated at the same time, the whole thing would change. It might have been just 1%. And, you know, that's a huge number of people. But if you think about it, some proportion of that is so true. So if we raise our voices, our hearts, and our frequencies, enough of us, we can actually change the entire picture of what's going on. Our globe is so fraught with murder. I think of it as murder. We're killing babies all over the world. I don't know if any of you have been watching all these videos. This is Veronica Entwistle, incidentally. I went off into my spiritual path after the 60s and said I wasn't looking at politics anymore. But now a lot of us have found that that curling awareness is coming back through. So I'm really paying a lot of attention, at least through Facebook and places like that. And I've been paying attention to the fact that they're talking a lot about the oligarchy, how this is an oligarchish time. Another thing is that on a number of different sources, one of which was Hillary's emails. Remember all that big scandal about Hillary's emails, which are a little bit like the Monica Lewinsky thing. Keep everybody busy and sensational so they can pull off something behind the scenes. And she's talking in her emails. I read this probably a month, 2 months ago, that the plan was to take out 7 of the Middle Eastern countries. They wanted the gold, they wanted the wealth, they wanted the resources, America. And bam, 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 it's happening. It's like Libya, the Sudan, I don't know what all the names of the countries are, but I'm sure you know them as well as I do. And then I saw it from another post, which is some kind of they didn't introduce him, but I'm sure that he was high in the hierarchy of the military. And somebody, Rumsfeld, came to him and said, we're going to start, we're now going to go to war with Iraq. And he said, why are we going to war? He was with Amy Goodman from Democracy Now. And he said, why are we going to war with Iraq? And Rumsfeld said, I don't know. Nobody seems to know. But bottom line, that was a long time ago, I think 2002 or something. That's when that started. The Afghan thing was still pretty hot and so on. And then when farther into that particular broadcast, it was about how we're going to go systematically, again, all the same countries that Hillary listed, systematically through those countries. And then there was another post today. It was about how the Rothschilds and the, Rockefellers, how I think it's the Rothschilds that they like to have the central bank in all countries. And they've systematically created wars or contrary situations in country after country after country, keeping the war going until they get to hold the central banking. And article said that there were only 3 countries left, that they don't have that position. And one of them was, I think it's Iran and Cuba and North Korea. So the suggestion was watch those three and see what happens. And they said North Korea, the example of North Korea was an interesting example because they're making it more and more unpopular for all the people so that it will be really easy to disrupt people's faith in it and go ahead and go to war with them when they're ready because people will have no confidence in North Korea by then because of all the political gossip stuff that's going on. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's just driving me, not crazy, it's just making me realize how there is a big plan and it's all kind of coming together. And you might say, why are you being so negative? And I'm saying, because I want us to wake up and see what's going on. And I really believe, back to the kind of things we were talking about at the beginning of the show, or I was anyway, the idea would be that we would raise our voices and raise our consciousness and raise our intentions so that we can be a unified field, a unified frequency, unified vision to see a greater life for all beings and not this incredible marauding by some of these beings that I think are as much machine as they are anything else because they really don't give an oodly-toodly about how many people die and how many people live. They're just collecting countries and money. I don't know. So I want you guys to call in and tell me what you've learned and what you're thinking about and how we can collect our wits and collect our hearts and start raising the fields in frequency for the sake of Mother Earth, who's been terribly charred in this whole process. And the quality of life for all around this self-sustaining planet. It can be a self-sustaining planet, can't it? For those of you who have followed a lot of the lore on Atlantis and Lemuria and so on, we've been told over and over again that these are very, very turbulent times, and we've all returned to this time on Earth in order to make the results different. Now, do you think we can do that? I don't know. Make the results, instead of Atlantis going down underneath the ocean or whatever it did, I think it went under the ocean. Instead of that, because of issues of power, the people that were creating like huge, powerful, I think big crystal power generators and so on and so forth, but people wanting to have power over things that are powerful is what ultimately brought it all down. So if you and I realize that we're here in order to make a difference so that the Earth doesn't have to explode or be destroyed or anything, how would we do that? Think about it. How would we do that? Now, I played on Tuesday night, we played Peter Calhoun, whom I love because he was the priest, the shaman priest. How many of you heard that? So, well, several of you did anyway. So he was the shaman priest, and I know I've run it several times before, but I love this interview. He was shown as a priest. He was suddenly broken out of his cloth, if you want to look at it that way. And he was shown these incredible visions about how the earth has this kind of like skin around it, a lid or a tent or something around it, and that the human beings on the planet couldn't stand up straight because it was too tight against the earth until they learned that they could pierce it so they could stand up straight and be taller than the skin around it. And his point was, and he left the priesthood is what he did and became a shaman. But what he said is that you and I can become very, very unlimited. We can send thoughts and feelings. We can send ourselves. We can send love. We can send support. We can intend and create amazing visions. We can heal ourselves. We can transform. We can do a lot of things. So I love running his because it just gives you the feeling that, oh yeah, we can do it. And then what I'd like us to do, and oh goody, we've got Peg on line one, but I'm going to have you wait for a minute, Peg. But then I want us to do the sacred geometric structures where we can go in there and do some very, very magical work together and separately. So you're over there and I'm over here. But the work we do with our minds in sync and our hearts in sync is very empowering for the whole planet. So how about this? Before we do our meditation, our sacred geometric meditation, we'll talk to Peg from Washington. Hiya, Peg.
Hi, Veronica. How are you tonight?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you, darling?
Good. Hey, I have a question. With all this activity that's going on the Earth, you know, with the earthquakes and then with our presidential thing going on and people, you know, like Syria.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? And UFO was spotted over by the NASA International.
Oh, really? Oh, goody.
Yeah. And they, apparently this has been happening quite often lately.
Okay.
I'm wondering, just curious, actually, are they here to trying to talk or...
Well, all I can say to that is I don't know, but I think they are here to help. And I remember, and I don't know how many of the rest of you saw this, one time on Larry King Live, there was a missile being shot. They were doing some sort of missile test, and it was really gross. I think it came, I don't remember where it came from. But he had footage watching UFO come in and intercept that missile defuse it. And I'm saying to you, Peg, I bet you that's what's going on as well. Because they don't want of that huge, they don't want any of that, that kind of explosion anyway, atomic explosion. They don't want any of that on the planet.
Yeah. So they're here to help. Oh, good.
I'm going to call it here to help. I'm sure there are both kinds, but that one I'm pretty sure would be here to help.
So there seem to be the nice ETs?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, guys look at it as being the nice ones?
Yes, and also I think you and I know it's like people. They're good ones and bad ones and so on. But I think that those ones that are hovering around when things are dangerous are pretty good, I'd say.
Okay. Well, good.
Did you see the pictures?
Pardon?
Did you see pictures of them?
Yes, I did. Actually, it was put on the news on Thursday. It was April 21st.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. And on which channel? Like, was it American News?
I got this through, you know, Como here.
Okay.
In Washington.
So it was?
Was
American News?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, so, I'm excited. I mean... We do need some assistance here. We really do.
Oh.
And with our mentioning just before I called or got online that we can do a lot with our minds to go up there and bring out, you know,
let's get to work in our structures right now so that we can be. I always say to people, we need to raise our voices all together. Well, let's raise our intentions and raise our vibrations all together and really make a beautiful wave to go out there. What do you think of that, Peg?
Oh, I'm for that. So let's go.
Let's do it to it. All right. So everybody, let's take a minute, breathe a few times here. Good. And call in above your head about, one more thing, is to wrap yourselves in light. Wrap yourselves in light. Wrap yourselves in light. This beautiful swirling, spiraling lights around your body, mind. And then we're going to call in the beings of light and truth because they're around us and they want to participate. And how do they participate? They raise the fields in frequency with us, don't they? And they inspire us. And I think we inspire them too at times, right? So above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball, beautiful golden ball. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through vertebrae by vertebrae by vertebrae into the lower golden ball. So you're on a skewer, right? Now from the upper golden ball, drop a three-sided gold pyramid and have it about waist height. But remember the game as you push it out so you can play underneath this pyramid. And then upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. And now when you push the two pyramids together, base to base, you've got a great diamond. And see if you can feel the energy of that diamond. And inside of that great diamond, you want to have a crystal ball. Good. And it's shimmering. Isn't it beautiful? And you can feel the feminine energy of the crystal ball. And inside of that, there's a star. And you're in a star tetrahedron. It's like a Star of David, but it's multidimensional. Another way to call it is it's like the Merkaba or Merkaba, which is your light body. When you can spin it and work it a certain way, you can shift dimensions. So we can practice that. We'll meet each other out in the ethers. So now I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin. There you go. Spin and spin. And whenever I do that, I feel really dizzy. And as we spin and spin, look in front. The screens, there's a magical screen in front of you. It's quite long. And on the first part of the screen, you're going to create a little movie of you becoming what it is you want to become. You could call it your dharma. What is it you were born to become in this life? So again, we're going to see all you becoming and becoming and becoming. Good. And I always want to be consciously multidimensional. I see myself becoming more and more multidimensional. I could speak to you from any dimension. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I don't know what you want to become, but it doesn't have to be what I say, just what you really care about. And then when you see yourself at least beginning to become whatever it is you care about, wrap it in light and move it over to the left there. Good. And now we're going to create on the second magical screen, the second piece of our screen, you doing a project that you want to do. It could be finding home and family. It could be doing a book, a movie, building a house, doing world travel, doing multidimensional travel, becoming a peace ambassador. All right? It's all the resources, the people, the place, the time, the location, the money, everything that you need flows to you so that you have all the resources it takes to create your project. And then from there, you might want to go, oh, I see my project, it's a success. But you want to see all the resources, the people, the money, the place, the time. You want to see them continue so that you can keep sustaining your project until it comes to its natural denouement, its natural ending. Everything's got a lifespan, right? And then all the pieces come together to maintain your project. Good work. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now we're going to do, one of the ones I really love is the galactic, well, I love them all actually, but this is the galactic healing center. Why I call it galactic is because we call in the guidance that would be a team of guides that come in from that amazing collection of consciousnesses that surrounds you and surrounds me and surrounds each of the guides that come in and anyone else we're thinking about. So we're going to call in a wonderful into our Galactic Healing Center, a wonderful healing group. And that group is going to ring the table. We're putting a healing table in there. And now we're going to have you flop on that table. You're going to lie down and look around you and see the healing team that's around this table. And the first thing I feel is that they love us. Do you feel that? You feel their love? Yeah, so you lie on the table and they're working on you. Ask them to help you with whatever it is you need. And if you don't know what you need, ask them what you need. They'll tell you. Right? They're telling me a whole bunch of things about myself. That's kind of exciting, hey? Are you learning anything from yours? Okay. Now wrap that in light and let yourself and push it over to the side so your healing team goes there too. And they can replicate themselves so when it's time for the next table, they'll come back in or another realm of them is coming back in. So put your self over here and let yourself cook. And now we're going to do another table. And we're going to bring our healing team in again. Good. And who is it you're bringing in this time? Yeah, I'm bringing in somebody named Lisa and somebody named, begins with R. And then somebody who begins with S. And it can have all three of them have their own tables. And each of them has some sort of difficulty with them. They all have a sort of systemic difficulty, meaning whatever it is, it's like if we want to fix this person's earlobe, her foot might bother her because there's a pattern of information that's being shifted around the body, you understand? And this other one has a fibromyalgia, which is also kind of an immune thing that I don't even quite know the magic of it. I know that we've helped a lot of people with fibromyalgia by pulling out old feelings that they've got in there, usually feelings of feelings of people ignoring them, feelings of exhaustion because nobody pays any attention to what it is they think would be a good idea, feelings of sublimating, kind of bitterness or resentment, feelings like that that just sort of hang out there and they pulsate in your body for a long period of time. Now in the first person, I'm not seeing that kind of pain, although I think she had some chronic fatigue years ago. But in any case, what I'm seeing more is that the system has been jarred in such a way as it is a kind of a systemic pain. So if you make it go away in the arm, it might come up in the foot, something like that. And so we're asking the healing team to work on her and to work on the second one. These are all women, I'm sorry. We'll do men next, okay? Yeah. And then this one over here is a, oh my, this one is very, very nervous. Yeah, anxiety, that's what it is, anxiety. So we're doing some soothing. I'm looking in there. Okay, now this one needs, this third one, she needs her neck done. She needs her, what would you call, back cracked. Now most of the chiropractors we know these days don't crack your back. But because that's the old way they used to do it, but she needs to have her neck adjusted and it would take a bit of cracking, like just an actual moving of the way the vertebrae are holding themselves together. Mm-hmm. And she's afraid to do that. But I would be afraid just to leave myself feeling this way for a long period of time. Good, now wrap those in light, all three of them, wrap them in light, move them over to the side. Let's bring in some boy people, shall we? Okay, this one is having a horrible time with his, just let me see what it is. It's like back pain that he's had off and on his whole life. But it's interesting about him, is he also has tooth problems. And I think that there's a relationship between the teeth and the upper cervical. And then something to do with down a lot lower as well. So I want to say, so it's not an accident that you have a lot of pain in your teeth. There we go. So we're going to see if we can ask the healing team for information for him. And he also needs to go to a chiropractor because his structure, when you're out of whack somewhere in your body, then the body compensates, doesn't it? And then where the structure is out of whack, it tries to go back into whack, if that's the right word. But when it does, it's really hard to sustain it there because your body has learned to limp a certain way, hobble a certain way, hold itself a different way. And especially when you're moving and walking, you have to be very astute and very careful about making sure you're not just playing into that again and again. That's it. Good. Now here's another one. This woman's got an incredible bellyache. And I want to say she had a, let me see, how can we put this? She had a very, very special person in her life. And she yearned for him. And he passed. And the thing that she's done is to question herself, to question whether she should have been having a situation with this fellow, questioning why. A lot of questions going on. And in the question, there's turmoil in the belly area, which is everybody else's influence. So standing in the back of my own womb saying, who am I in the middle of all this? And really, you want to be giving birth to your real self. So I'm seeing her on this table, and she is really, really hurting. It's just incredible. There we go. And we're saying to her, you know, when your belly is so, when you've bonded with someone that much and you really love that person and you lose them, your belly tries to reformat how you believe you are yourself. And don't make it any more complicated than that, but just every time you think about it, get in there and ask to feel his presence in your body. Ask to feel and then command total release. And ask to feel your own guilt, because she has that as well. And see where it is in the body. Yeah, all of you can try this. Ask to feel your guilt. See where it is in your body. Good. Now, as it sort of builds up, let's ask for help. See the, I'll jump up and down and say, see the whole thing, everything, all about it. And as you jump up and down, and then you command total release of that energy now. Good. And we could go on and on because I see a lot of people out there and the bleachers sort of clamoring for some of their own attention. So what we'll do is rub your hands together and we're going to send light out to our crowd and absolutely touch them with light. And then this final table is what we call a political table. And we were talking politics before all this, weren't we? And I want us to bring the whole political situation of graft and corruption and, you know, what we were talking about is people stealing the election. Ma, this is not okay, right? So what we want to do is call in, let's see if we could do Assad. Let's call in somebody who's a leader. Yeah, we're going to call him in and ask, let me see, he's got, you know what's interesting with the Panama Papers? He has been revealed to be shown as somebody who's hoarding an awful lot of money while his people are hiding out in the woods and so on, so they won't get shot or they're being tracked down, which makes me feel just sick. I'm sure it makes you feel just sick, too. In the meantime, this fellow that we've got in our little healing section here is taking money away from all of his own people, and they can't really live. So you see the inequity, the imbalance is so incredible these days all over the world. And don't get excited about it being Syria and not here. It's here in a huge way. We're very imbalanced here. because a few people want the power. Okay, and you look what happens then. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our magical mind and we're going to shine light into Assad's body. We're going to shine light all the way through Syria, lifting people, change the energy, change the reality, change the energy, change the reality. We're going to lift a lot of people and see them become more empowered and more possible. Can you feel that? The energy is really powerful right now. And so take that energy that's just running like mad and run it through all the people from the perineum to the top of the head, back down again, perineum to the top of the head and back down. And if you've got lots of different people, pop around to as many as you can and just infuse them with this light. Good. And I love to say at the end of all that, that we can just see the results in the election changing, can't we? We can see a better experience for everyone. That means that we'd have enough money, we'd have enough houses, we'd have a synthesis of what's really good for the planet and for the atmosphere as well as what's good for us in terms of how jobs go together and how the food goes together and how the water goes together. Good. So I want you to wrap that in light and move it over to the left. Yeah. And now we're going to do the final one in the Galactic Healing Center, which is take a couple of deep breaths. And reach out using your mind as a sculpting tool. Reach way out there and draw in some of these amazing energies that are being downloaded way out there at this point. That's right. We want to be able to bring them in. So bring them down. Have them come down. And what color are yours? Mine are kind of this salmon-y color. There's a lot of kind of chartreusey, like shot ones that are like lightning, and have them come in through the top of your head, and yours don't have to be the same color as mine, but do pay attention to what color they are, into the top of the head and have them spin round and round and round in the head and in the neck and into the shoulders and down into your heart, and then they go round and round and round in your heart. Good. And then back up and go down your shoulders and your arms and your hands. And have that energy come out your hands. And then pat it various places all around the world. Pat, 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 pat. Where there's illness, where there's poverty, where there's fire, where there's a shortage of food, incredibly horrible shortage of food or clothes or whatever it is that people need, education. Of course, that would be the U.S., wouldn't it? And then we have that light. We're going to take our hands and pat the world wherever these problems are, and especially where the earth has been hurt as well. We're going to pat her with some beautiful, beautiful colored lights and coming from our hearts, which is going to make a big difference. And now have that energy run round and round and round and come back up your hands and up your arms, into your shoulders, down into your heart, spinning round and round, moving back up through your neck, right? And remember, the neck is all about you with yourself. And have that energy move up through your head and shoot out into the great central sun and have it turn right around and then come back down, shoot through your head again and run down your body, down through your feet and then into the core of the earth. Okay, now it's going to pop back up into your feet and your legs, and you're going to look around and clean our clothes off the Galactic Healing Center with a nice little zipper of some sort. Yeah, and as you close it off, right? Then I want you to jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin and spin and spin, your energy just gets so bright, doesn't it? Oof. And then you step back into the room. And then we get to play together. How did you like that? I hope a couple of you are going to phone in and tell me how you're experiencing these sacred geometric meditations, but they are really good. They're a great way to manifest. And you notice we're trying to manifest how consciously people see life and see the world. Now, I noticed, like, we were talking about the belly area, the second chakra. Remember this, that this is a kind of a recording device, isn't it? It's like how we've recorded some of our past experiences. So we've recorded how you felt in those times. Now, if you think about the subconscious, it's ancient, isn't it? It's ancient, 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 what's been going on in your subconscious. So when we see it and we say, well, what is it? See, all these people have something in common there. Why is that? I remember Barbara Hand Plow saying that in her research as an intuitive and as a channel, she found out that about, what did she say, 11,500 years ago, the Earth went through a huge traumatic meltdown. So she said essentially, and this is the point of the story, essentially, that means that everyone has been encoded with a huge trauma from that time, and that a lot of her work was about getting that thing cleared. So we could say that little babies come to the planet and they don't have any issues, but the reality is that they're just like the rest of us. They're encoded. We've had a lot of experiences as souls, and what we're trying to do here is teach ourselves to recognize the aspects of yourself that need to be there and aspects that are just there by default. You know, they just happen to be there. Okay, so this is Veronica Entwistle saying, what's going on in your world? How many of you are shaking it up when it comes to your job or insecure? How about this? Insecurity. Insecurity about where you're living, insecurity about what you're doing for a living, right? Insecurity about, and one of the things that my book I've told you about talks about is my near life experience, or how do I know when I'm really me? And I'm reading a book called The Spirituality of Age, A Seeker's Guide to Growing Older. And I sort of chuckled because I'm fascinated by my near life experience, which to me means that a lot of us live right beside who we are, but we aren't really who we are. In fact, many, many people put off becoming who you are until after you retire. And sometimes that's a bit late. You know, I don't know about you, but I've lost a few friends along the way who have transited earlier than we thought. And Prince himself was one of those, isn't he? I'm not that he's a friend of mine, but maybe he could have been, right? But he transited at 57. It was a surprise to everybody. So we think we're going to last a lot longer than that, don't we? And so when we procrastinate about being who we really are until we retire, we don't even know if we're going to get there, right? Anyway, I was reading this book today, and it said something like, now just hang on. People becoming more conscious about what's going on internally. People prefer the familiar and predictable, even at the cost of a free and full life. People's purported problems are solutions that they're reluctant to. I should wear my glasses here, and then I can see better, hey? Basically, what it's saying is that what we do is we sit around and stew inside. This one says, I spent a lifetime building a fortress only to discover that I actually created a prison for myself. And in our self-made prisons, we squander our lives to avoid risks and fears associated with what we do not want to know. All right? And so he's calling it denial, right? And what he's saying in here is we've got to wake up because, and I can't find the line, but essentially what he's saying is what happens is you're living right, but he's saying, I'm calling it a near-life experience. He says you're living right by your life, but you're not opening the doors. You're not opening the box. You're not opening into that part of you that is uniquely you. Like, I really believe this, that we are, we're all quite similar in a lot of ways, right? But there's another thing, is that you're the only one in the universe that's you. But you and I have that, when you drop in through a meditation, for example, and you go past, how many of you felt this? You go past all these influences, these judgments, these feelings, these angers, everything that you experience as you sit in meditation. And this doesn't take that long. 15 or 20 minute meditation can take you there under the right circumstances, right? So as you go in there, you get to a place of nothing. You get to a place of no thing. And it's kind of like free falling through this like cocoon of thoughts and feelings and perceptions and desires and failures and successes and all that, to get into this kind of blissful nothing. And that's where other people are as well, isn't it? That's where you can go in and meet one another in a very, very healing way. One of the things I learned this last weekend is that's the place that when you meditate regularly and you start to slip into that place where there's nothing, there's no thing. You kind of know when you're there because the energy really feels like it. You feel like you're losing your, let's call it your grip, because your grip on what reality is supposed to be like is now moving, isn't it? It's changing and it's growing. So as you go in there and you come up to the nothing, apparently that is the most ideal place to manifest. So if you want to, it's where you bring your intentions up. So if you want to intend, the best time to do it is when you're just, you know, I always think like it's like an automatic car changing gears, boom, boom, like that. And when I can feel those shifts go on inside of me, I know I'm pretty much almost ready for this connection. All of a sudden I'm in this, you know, I might be in a little teeny room or something, but all of a sudden I'm in this humongous, vast, vast space that could literally go on forever and ever and ever. And you're in there too. I may not see you, and you may not see me, but it's a place that we can both be. And that's because it's the oneness. It's where we are one. You and I are one in that place. And they also say that, like I already said it, that's the place where if you intend very clearly, you arrive toward that place and you start doing your intention and make your intention strong. And it's wonderful. You just have to trust that. So as we were going back into the structures, our intentions become clearer and clearer, don't they? We sort of are looking for ourselves and what we want to become. We're looking for our project. We're looking to help heal ourselves, and we're looking to heal people. And a lot of times, illnesses or any kind of problems, even having accidents and so on, have a lot to do with you or me not being clear about where we're going or who we are and what we're doing. So what happens is then we have a lot of different emotions that we stuff into our bodies and so on. And they become kind of the root of our, you could call it the psychic root of our mental and emotional and physical problems. It's really amazing. But if you can get into those places of oneness and places of nothingness, places of emptiness, it's amazing how much healing you can do for yourself and for others. And what they were talking about on Saturday was that the healing that you can do from that place is really, and I think we've all experienced this, is really healing for the people around you. So have you ever gone and talked to somebody? I remember Junvalo Melchizedek, running to in a group, going up to get a hug from him. And it was really special because I had gone through a lot of consternation when I went off to the Flower of Life 5 days seminar. And I had had a lot of confusion. So it was all legitimate stuff. But of course, that left me trying to make decisions and trying to think of how to be right, how to be good, how to be this, how to be that. And I walked by him, and guess what happened? Yeah, it all disappeared, and I was just happy and peaceful. And then I was reading several other, I'm always reading something in preparation for my radio shows, if not for my own evolution. Woohoo! The other day, and they were saying, yes, many of the gurus, I used to say I'm not into gurus, but now I'm kind of learning more and more about them. But they say that as you go anywhere near them, you lose confusion. You lose all kinds of ups and downs and questions of yourself. It's really amazing. And why do you do that? Because you're radiating at a higher level. So let's go back into our meditation. We're going to start intending, because we've come into that deepening place in our meditation. And when you start intending, well, just your intention is to, let me see. We do an intention when we feel ourselves entering a place that is a very magical place. Go, okay, I'm going into that space, so I'm going to do an intention here, and then I go in there. But what's really interesting is just going in there means that your fields and frequency are much higher, and you can literally have an impact on the people around you. You don't mean to, but you can help them. They'll start feeling better, and you're going to feel way better. It's really exciting, actually, when you think about it. So I recommend that you do meditation, and do meditation into an emptiness, or do the sacred geometrics, but then at some point go into being totally empty. And literally, you raise your fields and frequency right there. You can test it quite easily if you have a little group of people and get each one of them to be doing something like, well, here's one that's really good. You can do something like making sounds that are colored. So the sounds are the chakras, and you make the sound going, oh, from the third eye, and it's deep indigo. Oh. And as you do that, you can feel the buzz go through your body. And then the lower, the next one down is, your throat. Can you feel your body buzz? Now you're going to go into the chest. Ah. Ah. Can you feel your body? What happens when you do it several times? Does your body get lighter? Ah. Good work. And now move into your solar plexus, and the sound is oh. Belly, and the sound is ooh. Ooh. And the base of your spine is ah. Can you feel the frequencies there? Ah. And then go from the base of your spine, just go all the way up your spine. And so you see, what you've done is if you've changed your field and frequency, and now if people are walking past you, they're going to feel, maybe not while you're singing, because they'll be curious, and that'll take their mind somewhere, but they will feel lifted, and they will feel a whole lot better. So I would say that's a really, really important thing to do as you start to meditate. And the other thing to do is, if you want to, is to do some breathing, like some really intense breathing, like into the chakras, doing either through your nose, or one that I was taught from a yoga teacher years ago was to do 10 minutes of this. In. You go into the chakra, that's the base chakra, but you keep going all the way up through your body. And do that all the way up to the top of your head. And then you do 2 minutes of rapid panting like this. And then you do this 10 times. One. And why I'm doing all that tonight is because I really want us to raise our fields and frequency. And when you think a certain way, and if you breathe a certain way, and if you sound a certain way and you speak a certain way, you can literally use your breath and your sounds, your words, to vibrate every cell in your body. And that allows your spirit to pick up speed and you radiate out more and more. Some people have an automatically high frequency heart radiance, but a lot of us have to kind of work at it. And if you want to get some political shift going on the planet, we want to influence the creative reality. We want to influence the human reality and the animal reality and life reality very creatively. So let's all build our fields and frequency. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I've enjoyed talking to you tonight. I've been talking a little bit too much, but you guys don't call in. So poo on you. There you are. And I'd love to talk to you on my own number, veronicaentwistle.com. VeronicaEntwistle.com. You can post comments. You can call me for a session with my guides and angels. We'll talk about you and how you can manifest better in your life, or maybe do some physical healing or mental healing or emotional healing or just joyful healing. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Again, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And remember, we're all going to make a difference. And we're going to make a huge difference in the political nature of our humanity on this planet. Remember Atlantis? Remember all that stuff? Let's do it better. Good night. Much love. Thank you for listening.